bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otabil. And now, today's word.
I want you to listen to what God says to Cain in verse 7 once more. He says, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. Sin lies at the door. Its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. I want you to note the phrase, sin lies at the door. Sin lies at the door. The impression you get from that verse is that sin is outside seeking to come in. And the word that is translated lie in the original language is like crouching, it's like a lion that is crouched, ready to pounce, but it is at the door. No matter how ferocious the sin is, the temptation is, it is still at the door. It is outside, it is not in. You cannot prevent the devil from hating you, but you can definitely decide not to open the door for him. So, I want you to get this picture. There is sin at the door. Cain is here, and God is saying between the sin and you, there is a door. There is a door. What is that door? The door is your will. Your will is the door. You determine what comes in and what goes out by your will. It's a choice. He's saying to Cain, sin is lying at the door. It wants to come in, but it cannot force itself on you. Sin doesn't force itself on anybody. The devil cannot force himself into your life. When people say, the devil made me do it, they forget that there is a door. And the devil cannot break the door. Sin lies at the door. What's the door? My will. My choice. Because no outside influence can come into your life without your permission. As powerful as a temptation is, it cannot force its way into your life. As powerful as a blessing is, it cannot force its way into your life. You must decide what you open the door to and what you shut the door to. No matter how much God wants to bless me, I have to open the door. No matter how the devil wants to destroy me, I have to open the door. So in the end, I am deciding whether a blessing is coming into my life or a curse is coming into my life. It's my choice. It's my choice. It's your choice. It lies at the door. Your will is the door. Everything that has entered your life you don't like, you can suck it. You can tell it to live your life. Everything. You determine what comes into your life and what doesn't come into your life. You determine what temptation comes into your life and what temptation doesn't come into your life. You determine what blessing comes into your life and what blessing doesn't come into your life. You are the doorkeeper to your life. So if you don't like all the things in your life, guess who opened the door? I know, it's easy to blame. But guess who opened the door to anger and frustration? Some of us are so frustrated, we are so angry, our life is so bitter that nobody can stay around us. Because anytime people come around us, we are talking bitter, 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 and people are there, and you poison the atmosphere wherever you are. Guess who opened the door for bitterness? You did. And then you find people who are blessed. Whatever they do succeeds. Whatever they do succeeds. And you guess who opened the door to the blessing? Them. Moses said to the children of Israel, I set before you life and death, birth, blessing, and curses. Therefore, choose life. You have a choice. I'm telling you, you have a choice. If you hate your life, you have a choice to change. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. Cain, it's a choice. It's a choice. You can kill your brother or you can be better. If you want to spend all your life scheming to destroy people, it's a choice. If you want to spend all your life seeking to become better, it's your choice. If you're going to spend all your life gossiping, criticizing, insinuating about people, and look at what is that, and start to maneuver and destroy people's reputation, it's your choice. But if you do well, you will be accepted. All of us. All of us. See people who are doing better than us. All of us. But if you do well, you'll be accepted. Your commitment, therefore, should be, I want to do well. No outside influence can come into your life. And God says sin lies at the door, but I want you to rule over it. Because we become slaves to whatever we submit our will to. If you submit your will to anger, you become a slave of anger. If you submit your will to jealousy, you become a slave of jealousy. If you submit your spirit to the Spirit of God, you become a slave of God. You do the will of God. If you submit your will to your flesh, you become a slave of your flesh. You control the door. Sin lies at the door. Its desire is for you. There is an agenda of Satan to destroy you, just like there is an agenda of God to bless you. You have to choose whom you open the door to. I want God to come into my life and bless me. I have to open the door. So how do we do that? How do we submit to God's will? Let me close with that. It's very sad that after all this advice by God, you know, it's amazing. People say, you know, if God himself showed up and spoke to me, I would do it. You wouldn't. You wouldn't. Read the Bible. God spoke to Cain. God himself. And God says, sin lies at the door. His desire is for you. But if you do well, you'll be accepted. In other words, I'm going to give you a second chance, Cain. I can get you out of this. Cain heard God and went to talk to his brother. And said, brother, let's go to the field. I have a secret to share with you. He went to the field. He clubbed his brother to death in spite of what God has told him, because the door is in your hands. You can hear God speak to you directly and still you will shut the door to him. You can know the danger of life and still open the door. Yesterday when I was jogging in the afternoon, I saw a cigarette packet by the roadside. It was empty, so somebody has used it. But I like what I hadn't seen that sign on a cigarette packet. It's bold on cigarette packet. It says, smoking will kill you young, or something like that. Will kill you young. And it's empty. I had never seen such a sign. I thought, you know, it was, but this is the whole packet. The front of it, smoking will kill you young. And it's empty. Oh, Lord. Okay, so let's talk about submitting to the will of God. Submitting to the, how do we do that? If you're going to submit to the will of God, first, you have to pray for God's will to be done. Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, in the Lord's Prayer that we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is where we start. Make it your prayer and pray, Lord, let your will be done in heaven as it is on earth. Let your will be done in my life. We have to pray daily for God's will to be done in our lives. Because that, if we want to submit our will to him, it starts by praying for his will to be done. Secondly, you have to pray to know God's will. You have to desire God's will. You have to desire it. You have to say, I want to do God's will. Psalm 143 verse 10 says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Teach me to do your will. Desire God's will. Desire it. So pray for it, but desire it. Something in you will say, must say, no matter what it is, I want to know God's will. It may be hard, but I want to know God's will. Number three, you have to be willing to do God's will. I like how Jesus put it in John chapter 7, verse 16 and 17. It says, Jesus answered them and says, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. Verse 17, if anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it's from God or whether I speak of my own authority. Jesus says, you have to will to do God's will. You have to choose your will to do his will. You have to be willing to do God's will. And he says, if you have that will to do God's will, you can see the differences in life. You have to will it. You have to say, I will do God's will. Number four, you have to trust the superiority of God's will. You have to trust that God's will is superior. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God's will sometimes doesn't make sense. But you have to trust that his will is superior. When you want vengeance and God says forgiveness, you have to trust forgiveness works better than vengeance. His ways are not our ways. And his will is not our destruction. You have to trust that when God says, this is my way, his way is better. Because sometimes we know God's way, but we think God's way doesn't work. God's way doesn't work. And if I do it, I'll be the failure and things won't work out well for me. But you have to trust the superiority of God's will for your life. If God says, I want you to live holy, it's better than living in sin. If God says, thou shalt not fornicate or don't commit adultery, it's better than committing adultery. It's better. Your body may want to commit adultery, but God's way says don't. If God says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers, his way is better than your feelings. You may feel it, oh, I love you. Oh, the way he treats me. But you know, the man is really, really moving the opposite direction of God. And God says, that's not the kind of person you should marry. You feel it, but God's way is superior. Until you trust that God's will and his way is superior, you'll always subject God's will to your feelings. You always subject it to your feelings. Because our feelings feel good. I feel good. I almost felt like singing James Brown. All right, so you have to trust the superiority of God's will. And finally, after all is said and done, you have to do God's will. You have to do it. You have to get down to business. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Good intentions are great, but do it. Do it. If you want that door to be controlled by God, these are the five steps. So you can decide, I'm going to bring the devil who lies at the door in. I'm going to shut the door. Or I'm going to go to the other door and I'll see God's blessing coming in and I will open the door. In doing that, I have to realize God's ways are better than my ways. Even if I think I have a better idea. How old are you? You've just been around for a few years, 60 years, 70 years, 30 years. God is the ancient of days. Ancient. He has seen Solomon. He has seen David. He has seen Samson. He has seen all these people. He has seen them come and go. He has seen Nebuchadnezzar. He has seen everybody. He has seen Judas Iscariot. He has seen them. He has seen, just name them. He has seen them. And he tells you, listen, this way is better. I think simple common sense should tell you, he knows better than me. His way is better. His thoughts are higher. I may not feel it. I may not think it's better. But from his track record, his ways are better. His ways are better. And when I submit to his will, then although I hold the door of my life, I put his hand on my hand on the door of my will. So he helps me to move it closer where he wants it to be. So I'm using my will, but my will is now subject to his will willingly. I have chosen to make him move me even when I feel angry. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otebe@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.